All right, let's bring Eric Cancel. Yep. Eric, you're recently, when did you start riding?
I started riding in January of last year.
All right, so January of 15,
yes.
You became an apprentice rider.
Yes.
And you were based here at Gulfstream?
Yeah, I started my career in Puerto Rico. I rode in Puerto Rico for about 2 weeks. After that, I had the opportunity to work with Angel Cordero, and I decided to come to the States. I was in Florida for about 2 months without riding, just to get settled up and learn how to ride over here, because it's a little bit different. After that, I started riding here. I rode here like for maybe 2 more weeks or 3. Won 5 races over here and then head up to New York.
So, Eric, how old are you?
I'm 19.
You're 19. So how long have you been riding?
I've been riding for a year.
No, before you got your giant...
The first time you got in a horse.
I was like 3 years old.
Okay.
I mean, I've been in the racing industry since I was a baby. My mom and dad, they both were jockeys. So that's why I got like into the horse racing industry since I was a little kid.
Okay. Were you encouraged by mom and dad? Or
yes.
Would they dissuade you, saying, no?
No. They always were encouraged, and they always supported me. And I think they wanted a jockey in the family, so I was the one that took the steps. Yeah.
So
how did they feel about you moving to the States?
Actually, my mom, she lives here in the States.
Oh, good.
She lives in Florida. And my dad, once I moved on to New York, I told him to come with me because he's an exercise rider. So I found him a job over there in New York. So he's
awesome.
He's
got mom and dad here.
Yeah.
Mainland.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you're based out of New York now.
Yeah. I'm based in New York right now.
And did you find it hard? How well were you received as an apprentice rider in New York?
Well, to be honest, when I first went, the first couple of weeks it was a little bit tough, because nobody in New York like knew me too much. I mean, I only knew certain trainers from down here from Florida, so I had to get going with the trainers up there. And after some of the trainers that were here in Florida came up, that's what helped me keep on going and doing good. So
how important was Angel Cordero in your riding career?
It's not how important he was, it's how important he is, because he still helps me a lot in certain stuff that I need to keep on correcting on my career. And I thank him for all that I've done, and he still does for me, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been where I'm at right now.
So there, do you have like little meetings after racing and saying, oh, you were a little da-da-da-da?
Sometimes between races, he texts me or he calls me. I mean...
What the hell did you just do?
He's like, oh, you made a big mistake there, or you went too wide and you lost that race because of this and that. I mean, it's something that every white boy should have. I mean, especially from him, because he used to be a great jockey. And I mean, it's stuff that always helps me. And I think it's going to make me a better rider in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can, Angel's really...
Yeah.
I mean...
He's really tough.
Yes,
he's
he
really
is.
A really tough person.
He
yeah.
is,
Abby,
but it's good for you.
I mean, from your standpoint, it being... Whether you know it or not, the lady that's sitting to your left...
Yeah.
Is the only woman that ever won the Triple Crown for the Phillies?
Phillies Triple Crown.
Okay. I mean, that's a hell of a feat for...
Yeah.
Ashamedly, in our industry, it's not well known what she has done in this sport. So when you one day are sitting in that chair versus that chair, what do you hope to have accomplished?
To be honest, I would like to win as much as good races as I can. I mean, I don't have like a really, really big goal. I mean, I could say every jockey wants to win Dubai World Cup, Breeders' Cup, Kentucky Derby, Triple Crown. I mean, you're always gonna have your chance. I mean, you just got to work hard, have a good horse, and if you keep on doing good with your horse and you have the opportunity to ride a race, you always have a chance to win. It doesn't matter if you're, to say it, a long shot or favorite in a race.
Do you see yourself one day being Angel Cordero helping out a bug rider?
I could say yes. I'm a person. I mean, I haven't been riding for too long.
Right.
But every single bug boy that comes from Puerto Rico or that comes from wherever they come, I try to help them out because it's something that they need and it's something that you could help them keep on getting better. If they did it for you, why you can't do it for them?
Exactly.
I mean, it's something that they always teach me. And
do you look up to Paco Lopez, who's from Puerto Rico?
Paco Lopez, he's not from Puerto Rico.
He's not from Puerto Rico.
Is he from Mexico?
Yeah, he's Mexican. Yeah.
Okay.
Mexican.
That's a big difference.
Okay.
Did you go to the school in Puerto Rico?
Yes, I went to jockey school in Puerto Rico for 2 years.
It's a good school. I know a lot of good... Edgar Zayas went there.
Edgar Zayas, Manny Franco, Ortiz Brothers, John Velasquez, he went to jockey school.
I mean, for me, it's amazing for you to have this opportunity. I always thought John Velasquez is like the luckiest jockey that I know to have Angel. Mm-hmm. Now, when I came up, you know, people would help you when you're starting out. And then once you start winning some races, it's over. And if you ride for a trainer who was a jockey, which I did, that was great. And I had a boyfriend who had been a very good jockey and helped me. Otherwise, this is like the only sport. You don't have a coach. You don't have somebody, you know, saying, watch this, watch that. Not in my experience.
This is the only sport that you don't have a level. When you start, you don't start.
You start with the big boys.
You start from the beginning with the toughest jockeys. Wherever you are, they're always going to be the top jockey in whatever track you are that you have to compete against them.
So let me ask both of you, what is the... I know the difference between an agent and a mentor. How much does your agent mentor you on top of, like you have a mentor right now? I mean, is your agent...
Depends who the agent is. Yeah. Some are good at getting mounts, but they do not know how to tell you... you know, how to ride. I never had an agent that knew how to ride, and none of them attempted. I mean, I did find other people. I really did, and I felt very grateful for that. But, you know, that is an amazing opportunity to have somebody. One time I was on when we first had the Equisizer, and I got on up at Saratoga, and nobody was around, so I was, you know, riding a little, and here comes Angel out of nowhere, and he takes my leg, and he's like, no, here, and now hold your butt, and I was like, oh, that's harder, he goes, oh, yeah, and then he stood there while I did it correctly.
I remember when I first came here, he always put me in the Equisizer, and he put the stirrups as short as they could have been,
yep.
And he said, you gotta stay low, and you can't move your body, just move your hands.
That's it.
You can't move your body. Put your heels down and don't move.
Eric, have you found that some jockeys don't want to help you? Where you find other riders, for the sake of safety, why we're here, so you don't have spills, do they come and say to you, Eric, you put yourself in a tight spot and almost took me down with you. Do you take, when they go in your corner, and they look you in the eye, and they say, Eric, don't do that again. You take that to heart?
To be honest, no, because I know that it's something that they're not saying it because they want to. It's just they want you to learn.
That's what I mean.
I always take it to heart because I know it's something that they want me to correct and to not keep making the same mistake in the future.
Because they don't want to fall over you.
Yeah.
That's very true, and that's a big thing about, you know, even having movies, and they always have the apprentice riders go to watch the movies. I'm curious, have you had a bad spill?
I haven't had a bad spill.
Good.
I've been really close to having a spill, and I thank God that nothing happened to me. But I've learned from it, and now I know how close can I be to a horse, or when to make a move that it's not gonna get me in trouble or injured.
Right.
So now I anticipate a little bit more when I ride
ahead of the game.
Yeah, and but once after the wire, I mean after the race was over, the horse drifted out a little bit, and I lost my balance, and I landed on my head, and didn't remember nothing. When I woke up, I was already in the hospital.
Oh,
you
my
had
God.
I had
a concussion.
So when, having a concussion, how long do they keep you riders from riding?
It's just depending. I mean, I
what did it depend on? Did you ride the next day?
Yeah, I rode the next day. I mean,
it depends.
something that, to be honest, Angel always taught me. No matter how hurt you are, you got to keep on working.
Well, then,
see,
that's
true.
That's true, though.
It's true for us, and that's a thing that's really got to come forward now with this traumatic brain injury study and things that are happening, is that we need, and it's going to be really hard. That's all I can say. It's going to be really hard because there isn't a jock around that if he's okay enough to walk around,
I don't
want
to give my
mount.
I don't want to give my mounts up.
Yeah. You are so right.
I remember the one time after that too. I was riding a horse for Leo O'Brien, and inside the gate, the horse tried to flip, and when he did it, he did it so hard that I hit my head with the top of the gate.
Wow!
And I had another concussion, and I rode with the concussion. I didn't remember nothing in the race.
Are you serious?
Wait, hold on.
He's
we're going to be up against a break. We're at Frank and Dino's here. We got Eric Cancel,
wow.
Abby Fuller.
What a conversation.
We're going to come back with Eric Cancel because, Eric, I can't believe what you just told me. We'll be back with more of It's Post Time Live from Frank and Dino's in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Eric, on the other side of the break.
I can't believe you said this.
I mean, I love it because it's as candid and
it
came from the heart.
Yep.
And I understand exactly why you did it, but I like to put my foot in your butt for doing it. Because if you're that, you're talking to a trainer.
Well, let him tell the story,
the whole thing. Let's go back.
Go ahead.
Let's go back.
Well,
that's why you have comfy chairs, so
ahead.
We can hear the whole thing.
I was riding a horse for Leo O'Brien. The horse inside the gate, he tried to flip, and when he did that, I hit my head with the gate, and I had a concussion. And I rode with the concussion.
Did anybody stop at that point, or you just sat back down?
No, the EMT grabbed me and they asked me if I was okay. And I mean, I just wanted to ride. I said that I was okay, even though I wasn't. I mean, I was for maybe 30 seconds. Once they gave the break of the race, I didn't remember nothing after they gave the break.
How was your ride, you know? I mean,
I finished last. I mean, I was riding pretty good until I got to the stretch. The horse got tired, I got tired, and that was basically it. I came back, I didn't remember nothing. I didn't remember unsaddling the horse, talking to the trainer. I didn't remember nothing.
So normally, when you head back after the race, you have people accompanying you. At what point did you realize, whoa, what just happened?
I realized what just happened after I took a shower. I mean, I wasn't like really focused on nothing. It was a pretty bad concussion. I couldn't even remember if I talked to the trainer or not. The next day, the Ortiz brothers, they told me, you should go to Leo and say I'm sorry. I heard you arguing with him and telling him that he was trying to kill you or something because of the horse. And I mean, it's something that I didn't
remember.
But I didn't remember that I did it because I know I'm a person that when I'm 100%, I know what I could.
You know, horses.
Yeah.
Horses
yeah.
do what horses do.
Yeah. But I didn't remember nothing about it. I went the next day and I apologized, and he said that it was okay, that he knew what happened and that he was sorry about it. And I told him I was sorry about it.
Gosh.
It's not okay.
No.
Did you race right after that?
After that, I didn't have no...
That was the end of the day?
It was the last race.
Oh, okay.
Both times that I had the concussion, well, it was last race. Yep.
Thank God.
So, in the year that you've been riding, how many concussions have you suffered?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I mean, I really respect the lady that's I'm going to ask this question to. Is this game that lax where they don't...
It is absolutely.
They don't
right now.
Like put a flashlight in your eye and look and see that your eyes are dilated.
Yeah,
your pupils are going the right way.
Eric obviously is more recent, but this is brand new. You know, that football movie just came out, and I saw Donna Barton posted a post really about this, saying, "Listen, back when I was riding." This is Donna Barton Brothers. She said, right. I would not have taken off either because if you lose that mount, and that mount goes and wins without you.
You're screwed. Yep.
It is every moment, every day. My dad always told me when I first started, he said, it is all about what have you done for me lately. And that's true.
I understand. Yeah. But
listen,
your life's involved here.
Yes. So maybe... If everybody
understood.
I didn't know that I probably had a lot more concussions than, you know, they're saying like just hitting the ground and your head kind of vibrating in the helmet. You don't even have to fall. I really didn't know that. I thought if I was conscious that I didn't have a concussion.
Yep.
That's the truth. That's what I thought. I did not know until this recent stuff with the football, and then obviously we now realize it's fully in all equestrian sports.
But, Eric, being 18 years of age probably, yep. Okay?
I think 19?
19. Either way, you put yourself in harm's way, and you put your other riders and those horses in harm's way.
Yeah, I mean, I could say something, and this is going to fit us, all the jockeys. We don't have fear. We know what we came to do.
Yeah, but you don't have fear, but you don't have any brains either. I mean, I mean, fear is fine, but knowing that...
No, it's just like a race car driver or anything else.
It is.
The need for speed. It's okay, but
you need to understand that... I'll live for the next day, and I understand. Look, I've trained horses for a long time. I made a lot of bug boys in my day, okay? And I understand that positively the worst thing can ever happen is I'm going to lose my mount, and I'm going to get hurt, and I'm going to watch them win. But I'll tell you what I used to do with my bug boys. I tested their heart and fart. When they finished second a couple of times on a horse and it was going to win, I took them off.
He was mean.
I took them off, and I said, I'm gonna teach you a lesson of humility. I'm going to make you take this jock to the gate on the stable pony, and he's going to win tonight, okay? I don't want you to win yet. You're not ready to win yet.
Well, that's back in the day, yes.
Yeah. Is it not back in the day?
I had it happen to me, too.
But
Dan Allard took me off the horse that finished third off the six-month layoff, and I knew he'd come back and win. He said, you're not ready yet. But that doesn't happen as much. But back to our subject, which is this traumatic brain injury. People didn't know. And now if trainers start to know, if we've got to have, though, EMTs, there has to be a protocol now.
That's what I'm saying.
When you come back.
When Eric gets hurt, when he comes back and he says, you know, hey, Eric, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Sure. He's a 19-year-old kid who wants to ride.
And that hasn't happened. Up till now. That's not really the way it went. Yeah, if you fell onto the ground, they will check you out when you come back. But pretty much if you can stand up and you say, no, I'm okay. But there needs to be protocol. Football players did it all the time. They sent them back in. And they have a contract.
It's a sorry state of affairs that a veterinarian will look at a racehorse more than a EMT will look at a jockey.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it just wasn't.
But see, there's a big difference, too. We have EMTs versus physicians that are specifically trained to look for concussions on a football field. You just do.
Yeah, although they always sent them back in.
Oh, yeah.
People, see, the thing is that I don't believe, I know for myself, I told you that, and Eric and most jockeys, and maybe racing officials, until now, until recently, didn't realize that, you know, hey, in 20 years down the road, when you're, you know, your brain doesn't work the same way, and, you know, you have these after effects, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like the football guys are seeing. Like tons of jockeys. I think I have it too, but I didn't know.
Eric, your dad was a boxer, was he not?
Abby.
Yeah,
my dad.
Abby.
Your dad
yes,
was a boxer.
Yes, but I don't think he knew. And look at Ali. Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But nobody knew it then. They thought he had some other, you know, does
dementia
he have Parkinson's?
Or whatever. Parkinson's?
Yes, maybe. But I'm sure he has traumatic brain injury. Obviously, of course he does. But nobody knew. My dad didn't think he ever had traumatic brain injury.
I mean, if anybody was going to get it, was going to be a boxer.
Of course.
I mean, they're going to get their bell rung.
Right.
But Eric Cancel, you're well respected as a rider.
Oh, yes. That's why I said to him, Eric Cancel.
You really are. I mean, you've come a long way, and you've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
But, you
well,
know.
What do you want to see happen? What do you, you know, as a young rider, for you guys going forward? I mean, I'm out. I'm not riding anymore. What do you think is fair? What should happen? You don't want to ride like that again, but you don't want to, right? I think.
Yeah, I mean, I just, in this sport, for you to get respect, you just gotta respect person's back. You have to be very respectful. Work hard. That's one of the things that makes you and your business keep on doing good.
Do you think if there was a medical protocol, so everyone, okay, you hit your head in a race, you come in, doctor's got to look at you and clear you, then it's kind of off. It's not like the jock. Everybody hates the jock that takes off when it's raining or he's mm-hmm. gonna, you know, he's tired and the horse is 20-1. That's not what we're talking about, and that has to be known. Like, no, the doc said I can be back here, and then it's got to get into the mindset of the trainers and
well
the
do you
owners.
Think we should go back to contracts?
No contracts.
Well, do you think now, Eric, that you've had an episode where you forgot until you come out of the shower, would you try that again?
It's not going to be the first thing, to be honest. It's something that it could happen any moment. I'm not planning to do it. It's something that just happens. Mm-hmm. You're not expecting it. It's just as same as falling from a horse. If mm-hmm. a horse breaks down, you don't expect it. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that day, when the concussion happened in the gate, I was okay until like 20 or 30 seconds later. After they gave the break, that's when I didn't remember nothing. I remembered everything, the gate crew grabbing me, the EMT looking at me and asking me if I was okay. I said that I was okay. After they gave the break, after the first 100 meters, that was it. I didn't remember nothing about that. I thank God that nothing else happened. Everybody mm-hmm. was safe. We came back safe.
Right.
It was something that I wasn't expecting it, and I didn't want it to happen, but it happened.
Did Trainer O'Brien know that you had a concussion? Did you tell him after the fact, or you?
I didn't knew because I wasn't on.
No, you didn't know. No. But the next day, did you tell him?
Yes, I told him.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I did tell him.
That's.
And what a. You're done.
We're up again.
No, we have 30 seconds.
Okay.
I just want to ask you, too. You got friends probably in PDJF. So are you're here for supporting PDJF?
I always go to every PDJF charity. I mm-hmm. always try to support as much as I can to everything, Jockeys Guild, PDJF, everything I can.
We're all in it together.
Yeah. Once you're in this game, you got to support the game until the end.
And in every aspect, because I know as an owner, and Jay's been a trainer, that my heart just, when there's a spill, it's like, please, I want to see you move. Even if you move and you ride, you might not be okay.
All right, we're up against the break. We're going to let Eric Cancel go in there because they're calling for dinner. Eric, Thank you. Stay safe.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
you'll find yourself
you.
In a winner's circle. We'll be back.